introduced this gentleman to you last year, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and we have a return visit with Terry Sprouse. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Dan, Mike.
Thank you for joining us here today. Let's tell folks what you're up to, and that is making sure we, as individuals, get a little more cash in our pocket by having a side business, and that really is selling homes, right, or renting them out after you buy those homes.
In this case, yeah. In fact, I was listening to Mike's interview with Mayor Joe Sulzer yesterday, and the mayor mentioned that there are being layoffs in the city because of the economy, and this is one way to deal with a layoff is by having an additional source of income from rental properties. So essentially, according to the American Association of Realtors, the average American purchases 7 houses during their lifetime. And what I'm suggesting is, instead of selling the house, as the usual procedure is, to buy the next house, what you can do is just refinance the house you're living in, take some money out, and use that as a down payment for your new house, and then at the end of the day, you have 2 houses, and one is bringing in money for you, and the other you can live in.
It sounds relatively simple, but is it like a hand over fist in some regards, where you're trying to say, okay, I'm going to use this as capital, get some of the money out of that? And in this day and age, people are, I would assume, a little fearful of such a risk.
Well, this is actually one of the least risky ways to start a business like this, because interest rates are around 4% for loans, and houses prices are very cheap right now. So by getting the money by refinancing is a fairly common practice for investors, and it's been done for tens, if not hundreds of years. So it's a fairly safe approach from my perspective.
Yeah. Now, you've been doing this a while now. Give us an idea of how someone should go about this. As you mentioned, use your own home to get some money to be able to buy a second home. And next thing you know, you've got a rental property on your hand, and hopefully that turns into a third and a fourth house.
Exactly. And if you keep going and through all 7 houses of your lifetime, then you'll have 6 or 7 rental houses at the end of the day. So how this works for us, my wife and I have been doing it for about 10 years now. We started after the attacks on the World Trade Center and the falling recession then. We got a little nervous about my job, and so decided to start a new business. What we do is we'll refinance the house we live in, use the money as a down payment that we take out, and then while the process of purchasing the house goes on, we'll start repairing and fixing up our old house to get it ready to rent out, start advertising it, and have it all ready to go by the time we sign the paper. So as soon as we sign, we put the 4 rent signs up and get somebody in there to take over, and we move into our new house, which could be a fixer-upper house, too, as a matter of fact, too. So what we do is to get a lower price, buy a fixer-upper house, and then repair that while we're living in it.
Yeah, I would imagine it's best to be the fixer-upper as opposed to maybe contracting that work out. That will simply save you some money if you've got the ability to do it.
Exactly. The more you can do, the better. And we advocate that do everything you can in terms of running this business. That way the money stays with you instead of with others. And we've learned to, manage the tenants and fix the places up, identify houses to buy, and go through the whole procedure. And occasionally we'll have to hire an expert to come in and help us. But as we go on, we learn more and more. And we learn as we go along, and we get better with each house.
When you say the term fixer-upper, how serious of a nature of fixing do we want to go? I mean, what's your limit to say, okay, I'm not getting involved with this house?
Well, clearly the type of house we want to get is more cosmetic repair, where it looks bad enough where the price is going to come down and scares people off a little bit from buying it. But we know from looking at houses that it's fairly easy to repair these cosmetic type of breaks, like broken windows, broken doors. A lot of people get their house repaired. They break windows and doors that take out their frustrations, and light fixtures and that type of thing. If there's a big roofing issue that's going to be expensive, we won't get into that, or a foundation cracked or broken. That's something we avoid. But usually we get houses that just moderately fixer-uppers.
Mm-hmm. Something you don't have to sink a bunch of money into.
Exactly, yeah. We want to get it back up and as fast as we can so we can either live there or rent it out, and the sooner the better.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at your website just a moment ago, neversellyourhome.com, and on there you have a presentation, about 7.5 minute long presentation of how easy it is to buy and sell a fixer-upper.
Yes, that's right. My father always used to tell me, as you walk through the cow pasture of life, you're bound to step into the truth once in a while. And so in this case, this video shows how easy it is to get involved in this type of business, and it's something the average person can do while still maintaining their 8-to-5 job. So essentially, it says the way I describe in the video is just identify houses in locations where people like to live, not too expensive, not too cheap. You don't want a war zone or you don't want a mansion. You want to aim for the average American citizen, a family that can grow into it, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and take out a loan. To do the purchase, you don't want to do it the hard way and save your money up for 30 years before you get started and before you can buy the house, and then just fix it up, rent it out, and it's smooth sailing from there.
In your 10-year experience, what's been the best method? Do you go through a bank? Do you go through a realtor? Are you just scouring the classifieds?
We have what we call target areas where we really like to buy houses, because we know that's where people will rent them. It's in areas, close to shopping areas, supermarkets, and video stores. And it's just areas people like to live, essentially. And so we keep an eye on those areas. When for sale signs go up, we check it out, and if it meets our requirements, we'll go ahead and buy it.
Terry, you offer the ability for people to learn more. How can they get a hold of you?
Well, essentially through my webpage at neversellyourhome.com, and I have a blog there that people can read and learn how to run this business, how to manage tenants, and how to identify properties and that type of thing. And if they have any questions, they can email me. I'll be glad to respond.
Again, notice that Terry says never sell your home, rent it out, basically, is where you're going, huh?
Exactly. Never sell your home, just rent it out. Hang on to them forever.
Very good. Terry Sprouse, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Dan.